Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, sir?
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
What about now? Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, just so you know, my name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. All right? I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. All right, let me ask you, sir, am I speaking with Billy Carter?
Yes.
All right, Billy. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
And give me one second. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislator. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
I'll vote.
So would you say that would be a probably vote or almost certain to vote?
I will vote.
Okay. And then... In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote?
No, I'm certain to vote.
Okay. And what year were you born, sir?
43.
So, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latin descent?
No.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or of another
black
race? Oh, okay. And certainly speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'd say they're going in the right direction.
All right. And now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, parental rights and education, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, homelessness, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation, and cost of living. Which one of these is the most important in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor?
The cost of living.
Cost of living? All right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have, okay, let's go ahead and start off with Gary Bredefeld. There's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
It's like somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. Give me one second. Somewhat favorable, okay. Joe Biden, sir?
I'm sorry?
Joe Biden, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I said very favorable.
Okay. Paul Dictus? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. And Gavin Newsom?
Newsom?
Yes, sir. Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I said favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat?
That's a very favorable.
Okay. And Steve Bardo, Steve Brando, is that very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. And Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. Thank you so much for your answer, sir. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Accessory Recorder, Dion Bardes, Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, and Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman. From who would you vote for? Paul Dictus, CPA and County Accessory Recorder, Dion Bardes, Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Brando? County supervisor and businessman.
Wow. This is a county supervisor, right?
It says Steve Brando is the county supervisor.
I'd go for the county supervisor.
Would that be the county supervisor and businessman, Steve Bardo?
Yes.
All right. And how certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brando, county supervisor, businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
All right. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor for each. Please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this candidate? A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely?
Yes.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Say that again.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay. Thank you for your patience. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
What is this for?
A candidate who will vote, who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And a candidate who is 80 years old.
Candidate less...
A candidate who is 80 years old, sir.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
Yes.
Would I vote for him?
Would you much more likely vote for him? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
somewhat less likely. Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you much more likely vote for him? Much less, much, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely vote for him?
Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who is a Democrat. The same four options. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely vote for him?
The candidate is what?
A candidate who is a Democrat.
More likely.
Is that somewhat or much more likely?
Somewhat likely.
All right. Thank you. So next I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for a county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for that candidate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republic to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns and listen to and respect it. Okay. And after hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Gary Bredefield?
No chance.
All right. And Steve Bardo currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a good chance, or a fair chance of you voting for him?
Low chance.
No chance. Correct.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So, Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $4 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Good chance, okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County supervisor were held today and candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA, county assessor, recorder, Dion Bardes, Gary Bredefield, businessman and city member council, Bryce Herrera, and Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman. For who would you vote? Paul Dictos, CPA, county assessor recorder, Dion Bardes, Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman?
Dictos.
Paul Dictos, okay. So, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat?
Democrat.
All right. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
not very strong?
Strong Democrat.
Oh, strong Democrat. Sorry about that. All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say liberal.
All right. And that would be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1st to 11th grade? High school diploma, non-college post-high school, some college, four-year college graduate, or postgraduate school or degree?
2-year graduate of college.
All right. Give me 1 second. Some college. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
No, renting.
All right. And, sir, I do want to thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. This is as far as we're going to go, okay, with the survey. Thank you so much, sir.
I'm sorry?
We're done with the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.